You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wisc Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
From the WFHR WIRI newsroom, I'm Terry Barr. While Waupaca County Sheriff's officials are investigating a shooting death in Stevens Point, members of the Central Wisconsin Drug Task Force executing a search warrant at a home in the 1200 block of Franklin Street. Authorities say once officers opened the door, they heard a noise and it sounded like a gunshot. Officers then sent in a drone to locate a person in the home who apparently died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. No one else is hurt and the investigation continues. Meantime, two prisons in Wisconsin are more than 100 years old, and the future for both Waupun and Green Bay Correctional Institutions has been discussed for years. Joanne Krulatz reports on the latest hearings at the state capitol.
Governor Tony Evers has included $530 million in his next budget for the Wisconsin Department of Corrections. DOC Secretary Jared Hoy testified in front of an assembly committee. He says aging facilities need to be updated, with Waupun and Green Bay Correctional Institutes having been built in the 1800s. Evers' proposal would close the Green Bay Correctional Institution and convert others while also expanding the Earned Release Program. Republican leaders in the legislature are skeptical of the plan.
And on a lighter note, Dexter North and South Wood County Park campgrounds are open for the season today. The Wood County Sarah Park is expected to open on Friday, May 23rd, and beaches will officially open in the county after Memorial Day. Parks and forestry officials say fishing, boating, hiking, biking, picnicking, disc golf, and the playground area will all be ready for you to visit. Officials also reminding you camping reservations are required. You can go to the online registration system to reserve a campsite or shelter building. I'm Terry Barr. Find more news anytime on the websites WFHR.com and WIRI.FM.
The Brewers win again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers with a 6-4 victory over the White Sox in Chicago last night. But an injury, Isaac Collins filling in for Bryce Turang at second base, beamed by a 95-mile-an-hour fastball, hitting his right elbow in the second inning. Eventually, he was pulled from the game. Manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, it's a contusion. The x-rays were negative. He's going to be sore. His first game at second base in a while. So that's forced because of Turang's illness. So will Turang be back tomorrow? You just never can tell.
NBA, the Bucks season over. Head coach Doc Rivers asked why does he believe Giannis Antetokounmpo had an MVP type of season.
What I'm most proud of is he has turned into a leader. Last year, he wasn't a very vocal guy. Everyone told me he was not a vocal guy. We leaned on him to do that. I couldn't be more proud of a player. Getting outside of your box is very difficult to do, and Giannis did that for me.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Deadline has confirmed that the primary cause of Gene Hackman's death was severe heart disease and that advanced Alzheimer's also played a part. The report also said that Hackman had not eaten in days before his death. Hackman had undergone multiple heart surgeries, had an aortic valve replaced, and had experienced congestive heart failure. The 95-year-old actor was given a pacemaker in 2019 and most likely died on February 17th. Matthew Gray Gubler enjoyed a nice run on Criminal Minds playing Dr. Spencer Reed. His planned TV comeback is the new drama Einstein, of which he is also an executive producer. On the show, Gubler plays Louis Einstein, the great-grandson of Albert Einstein and a professor at Princeton who gets drawn in to help solve a series of homicides. The show sounds great, but CBS has announced it will push the show to the 2026-27 season due to what the network is calling limited shelf space. Transition? They like the show, but don't love it. Jack Black was the frontman for his band Tenacious D, so he is no stranger to the music industry. Now he has a chart-topping solo effort thanks to his latest film, The Minecraft Movie. The song is being called an anthem titled Steve's Lava Chicken and is now the shortest song ever to crack the Billboard 100 at just 34 seconds long. It brought in a total of 7 million streams in just 4 days, according to Billboard. 34 seconds is the perfect length for a song if you are slow dancing with someone you don't like. If you follow the career of Gary Oldman, two things probably stand out. He is a phenomenal actor, and he used to hit the bottle with a vengeance. The actor quit quit drinking in 1997 and has been sober for 28 years, but it was recently revealed that he apologized to actress Demi Moore for being drunk on the set of The Scarlet Letter in 1995. Moore says that she accepted his apology and forgave him, but was disappointed with the Slow Horses star. Things seem to have turned out quite well for both of them since the mid-90s. If you're thinking about going to the movies this weekend, and you should be, here's what's hitting theaters. Highly anticipated Marvel film Thunderbolts opens in wide release this weekend. Florence Pugh, Sebastian Stan, and David Harbour star in this film, which we have seen the previews of for months now. Those of you who are fans of the genre will like that it is reviewing insanely well at 88% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Here's a quick plot summary. It's a Marvel movie. Also opening is a Nicolas Cage film. Cage stars in The Surfer as a man who takes his son to his old surfing spot before realizing it's been taken over by some ne'er-do-well, or dare I say ragamuffin surfers who chase them away. If there's one thing we've learned over the years, don't piss off a Nicolas Cage movie character. And since we are in the age of the re-release, and sometimes it's your only option other than franchise or superhero films, check out Monty Python and the Holy Grail if it happens to be playing near you this weekend. See you at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be cloudy today with scattered off and on showers likely, high in the mid to upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely, low dropping into the lower 40s. Tomorrow, cloudy, sprinkles in the morning, a little sunshine by later in the day in the 50s. The weekend looking good with sunshine, 60 Saturday, low 70s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry. That's WISCountry.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.